Now, if you look at the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the language that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has used, you will find exactly the same. For example, in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "إذا جلس بين شعبها الأربع ثم جهدها فقد وجب الغسل." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "When a man sits between the four parts of a woman, and then he exerts pressure, ghusl becomes wajib." Now look at the language. Again, the language is very, very indirect. There's a lot of haya in the language that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked with regards to a woman who married a man, and this man gave her three talaq. He divorced her three times. After this, she married another man, and this second man, before he had full sexual relations with her, he divorced her. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, is it halal for her now to go back to the first husband? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la hatta tazuqi usailatahu wa yuzuqu usailatak. These are the words. La hatta tazuqi usailatahu wa yuzuqu usailatak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, till you do not taste the sweetness of one another. Now look at the language again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he used the word usayla. It's from the word asal. Asal means honey in Arabic. So till you don't taste the sweetness and the honey of one another, it's not permissible for this woman to go back to her first husband. Alangi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was referring to full sexual relations. But look at the language that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. There is a lot of haya inside the language. Again, I was telling you last week, we're not talking about jawaz, adame jawaz, what is permissible and what's not permissible. We're talking about language in which there's a lot more haya, because this deen of Islam is based on haya, is based on modesty. One Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, hawwaltu rahli al-layla. These are the words that he used. حَوَّلْتُ رَحْلِ اللَّيْلَ. Ya Rasulullah, I changed my saddle last night. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say anything. The verse of the Quran was revealed, نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ فَأْتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّ شِئْتُمْ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Umar, come from the front or the back, as long as you refrain from the back passage and you refrain from a woman while she's menstruating, while she's on her period. Now, the reason I've narrated this incident is, look at the words Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used. He said, حَوَّلْتُ رَحْلِ اللَّيْلَ. I changed my saddle last night. He's talking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I changed my saddle last night. He wasn't literally referring to changing the saddle on his horse. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was referring to the position that he used to approach his wife to fulfill his need and desire. He was asking about a particular position. But look at the language that he's using. حَوَّلْتُ رَحْلِ اللَّيْلَ. Likewise, a woman came to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Ki Umir al-Mu'mineen, my husband, during the night he stands before the Almighty Allah in prayer. And during the day, he's always fasting. So Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to her, Ya mashallah, you've praised your husband well. That's what Sayyidina Umar Farooq, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, understood from this language. So there was Ka'b there. Ka'b said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, she's not praising her husband, she's complaining about her husband. So the Amir al-Mu'mineen asked her, what do you mean she's complaining? She's saying that, Ya mashallah, he, you know, prays during the night and he fasts during the day. So he said, you know, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, she's complaining. And what she, her complaint is this, that this husband of hers doesn't take care of her needs and her rights. Because during the night, he's always praying. So he gives her no attention. He doesn't satisfy her needs and her desires. And during the day, he's fasting. And when a person's fasting, he can't satisfy his need whilst he's fasting, because it will break his fast. So she's actually complaining about her husband. So the Amir al-Mu'mineen said to Ka'b, since you've understood it better than me, you give her the answer. And the answer that the Sayyidina Ka'b gave was that out of every 4 nights she has, she's entitled to 1 night, and out of every 4 days she's entitled to 1 day. Now, the objective of relating all these different narrations is that when we talk about things like this, we maintain high standards. Al-haya wa shu'batu min al-iman. And if we're maintaining high standards in terms of the language, there's no indecency, then zahir batin, when you engage yourself with your wife and you satisfy your need, inshallah, there will be high standards there, and you will not transgress, and you know, and you will not do things which in Islam it's not permissible to do. Yeah.